All right, there we go. Let me get that music going.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Char.
Oh, thanks. Happy New Year to you, too.
We're back. The backlog is back. I just realized we didn't do a sound check. So, hey, man, we probably
already
sound fine. Yeah. Let us know.
Scuffed.
Stream, everybody watching live, let us know if Char sounds good, I sound good.
I don't think your settings change usually, so.
True. I just don't want to be much louder. There was one episode last year where I was, like, louder than you. It bothered me so much. We sound okay, Dave says in the chat.
Just okay. It's troll. Y'all trolling.
How's everyone doing? How is the holidays? Hope everybody's well and we, you know, can catch up tonight. We got a lot of catching up to do.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Christmas and all that, Char?
It was better than previous years. So I'll say that. Yeah, it was fun. Actually, it was actually fun. Like, I actually did stuff. I was proud.
Oh, so was it just because you did a lot more? Or was, like, a specific reason it was better, or what?
I mean, I hung out with more people, which was nice. Because I acquired an aunt and an uncle. So, they invited me over for Christmas, basically. Like, Christmas Day. So that was nice, with friends. And then I did something else with my other friends after Christmas as well. And then for New Year's, I went over to my aunts and uncles again. So I was, like, busy for, like, a whole week, basically. I felt busy as fuck. And then this, like, past week, I've just been, like, at home streaming.
So. Yeah, you've been going in with the streaming. Mm-hmm. You've been streaming, like, mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the length of them?
No, I did.
Okay, so for people who don't know or are not coming through on the streams, I stream, for one thing. And the other thing is, the last 4 days, I've streamed, I think, 9.5 hours, 8 hours. And then yesterday was also another 9. No, was it 9.5 hours yesterday again? It was like, I'm averaging like 9 hours a day streaming.
That's longer than what I work. You work it overtime? You doing overtime hours? Do you take, like, breaks? Like, do you get up and go stretch and, like, hey, I'll be right back, I'll go eat? Like, do you do that?
The eating has not been great, I'll say. A couple of times I have, but for the most part, I only get up to get, like, water.
Dang.
Because otherwise, I'm focused on the game, honestly.
Man, that chair of yours must be sweating.
Sweaty
chair. Thing warm.
That thing is warm, man. I'll tell you. It's crazy.
Nah, but that's a long time. That's a long time.
It's a long time. It doesn't feel like it, though.
That's like, good. I mean, that means you're having fun and, you know, these games.
It is, yeah. I mean, and games. I'm also, like, I'm not playing the same game. I mean, I guess for a couple times. I was playing the same game for, like, 9 hours. But, like, last night I played, what was it? I played Ease for like 5 hours or something, and then I like played something. I can't remember what I even did. Oh, we watched K-pop for like 2 hours, and then I like chatted for another like hour and a half, and then I was like, okay, I need to actually go now. But
yeah. I had to mute myself. The cat is going off right now. Dinah is here for the new year, right? You guys
Yep.
Probably
the freedom to stream that long. I honestly wish.
Shoot.
Oh, all the people in the chat are like, yes. Yeah, I'm playing through Memories of Celceta right now, and I just started it, and it's really good. I like it.
We'll probably switch
what
over
you
to your gameplay and to show it, but I think I forgot to put it on top of like the pictures we have later. Whatever, man.
Actually, scuff.
Totally scuff.
So, how was your holidays? What did you do? Anything special?
A couple of family things, like Christmas Day. We saw, you know, some family, and it was good. It was good. I started The Witcher season 2.
Oh.
I haven't finished it, but we've been watching that a little bit. Just relaxing. I did some streams. We did the New Year's stream, Christmas Eve stream. That was pretty fun. I don't know. Did you watch my Christmas Eve stream or no? Did you come through?
No, I was busy.
Oh, yeah, you were busy.
Man.
Yeah. So I did a thing where I wanted to gift bits and like subs and stuff to just random streamers because
right,
it was Christmas.
Right.
I bought this like Twitch gift card thing and I was just using it. And it was cool. It was a good time because it started off with like me gifting to streamers streaming games I like. So like Sekiro, Bloodborne, a couple others. And then we were playing Halo. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do something different. Like, let's do where if we lose, I gotta donate to games that I don't like.
Video.
Yeah,
I saw the video on that. That was funny as hell, man.
That was really fun. I was playing with Hustle, I think, at first.
Mm.
And I think Audible joined later. And we were just motivated, man. We did not lose. Once I started doing that.
Okay, if we lose, we're gonna do this, and then wins like four matches in a row.
Yeah, and one of the games, of course, was Smash, because that's like the meme about me is I don't like Smash. I hate it or whatever. So I was like, let's do Smash. We gotta do Smash. Never lost, so I never had to donate. And it was just a fun time, but we ended up losing at some point. Can you guess what the game was that I had to gift?
Oh, I saw the video for this. What was it? Was it Gears?
Yeah, it was Gears. Freaking
Gears.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like, of all games. But it was kind of cool because, like, when I was thinking back on the year and, like, how I started with streaming Gears at the beginning of the year, it was, like, full circle. Like, okay, this is the end of the year. Now I'm watching people stream and I'm giving them bits as they're playing Gears.
Yep.
It was just...
There you go.
It was so meant good. To be, man. It was meant to be. So that was really fun. I really had some really cool, fun streams end of the year. And yeah, that was kind of it. That's kind of all it did.
Mm-hmm.
Just gaming and stuff. Yeah.
I pumped out a couple of games at the end of the year, too.
Oh, yeah. You want to go ahead and get that flex out the way. I mean, it's your time to shine. Go ahead and do that.
I don't think I'll ever get this level again. I don't think I'll ever beat this many games in a year again. I beat 40 games.
Holy crap. 40.
Never, ever going to hit that ever again.
Damn.
I can list them if you want me to, but...
We'll be here. Our show will be 3 hours long.
I speak fast, okay? You know this.
I mean, if you want, you could say maybe like your favorite ones, or it's up to you. You can say a few.
Let me look.
Yeah. That's a lot, man. 40?
40 games. My favorites of the year, I gotta say, I finally finished Crisis Core. That was pretty good. Made me cry. Control was really good. Actually, that one surprised me. Control. I can't believe that was last year. It feels like an age ago. Boyfriend Dungeon was really fun. Okay, Boyfriend Dungeon, right?
I'm not. That's on my list, shoot.
I played Grandia for the first time. Grandia was really fun. I really enjoyed that. Oh, a lot of the games I'm going to list are, like, retro games, so I just like retro games. Like, Legend of Mana? Legend of Mana was fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, probably my game of the year is Monster Hunter Rise, because I put the shit out of that game.
Was Legend of Mana, that was through our podcast.
That was the one that you, gave me or whatever.
Yeah, I got the code for that. I'm like, let me give this to Char. Char's in the podcast and it, you know, so that was cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Tokyo Mirage Sessions, good JRPG goodness, you know. I want to say Star Ocean, First Departure as
okay,
well.
Okay, question.
I love it, like, a lot of retro games, really. What?
Did you beat any games besides Boyfriend Dungeon that I played? Probably not. Probably not.
Animal Crossing?
Okay, Animal Crossing. Okay.
Okay, hold on. You played Control, though. Haven't you played Control?
I played it. I didn't beat it. But I played it.
You didn't beat it?
Oh, that game that was nominated for 1,500 awards that one year? No, I didn't beat it. I didn't beat it. The I need to replay it on, like, PC or something, because at the time, those frames, and it was just a little wonky for me.
Yeah, it was kind of rough on PlayStation.
It was a little wonky,
I played Detroit Become Human.
Oh, there you go. I beat that.
What else? Did you play Greedfall? I can't remember.
No.
Okay.
Is that the one with all the hot dudes you were playing? Was it their
That's
Hot Dudes
so
in there?
many games I play. Like, I don't.
I remember you were playing something. I was like, who's this? I was in your chat. I'm like, who's that guy? Who's this
maybe.
Guy? I think it was.
So in Greedfall, I ended up romancing. I romanced the pirate dude with the tattoos on his face.
Yeah, that was the game.
Because we were super gay in that game. It was great. That was the best part of the game, was getting to romance the fucking pirate.
Yeah, that was funny. Spencer, let me just say to Spencer,
yeah,
in the chat, he said, Erica and Char has such different tastes in gaming. We really do. I think that's what makes us, like,
you know,
good to talk, you know, to each other about games, because we're on totally different sides sometimes, but then we do sometimes come together and play the same thing.
Another one, I beat Ratchet and Clank 2016. On PS4.
I hear that one's better than the new one.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought you'd played it.
No, I only beat the new one.
I can't believe I beat Terror Away. I kind of didn't like that game. Hot take.
So, you done flexing, or are we still going? 40 miss, or
I mean, like I
40
said,
games.
I can list them alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
You want to guess how many days in the year all of these are together, added together?
Oh my god. Like playtime?
Mm-hmm.
Out of 365? 300.
Wait, 300 hours?
Days.
300
that's
days?
That's too much, everybody.
What?
I don't know what I'm thinking. So you want hours? Hours. Or days?
I have to convert this to hours. Hold on.
How many days? If I have a day in Halo, you gotta have, let's see. Because I was thinking of the year, how many days you played games. I'm thinking something else. 25 days.
Yeah, a little bit more.
35.
A little bit less.
30.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was around there.
Single player. This is just single player. This is all the way I know this is because I log everything, obviously. But this is just single player. This is not counting, like, my MMO time. Because my MMO time also just, like, puts us through the roof. But
that's going to be a lot.
My single player... All of my games that I've logged in are 30 days, 33 minutes. So a full, like 20. So this counts at like 24 hours, right?
Right.
So like a full, think about that. A full month of my last year, completely, like no sleep gaming.
I believe it.
Isn't that crazy? I find that crazy.
I need to track this year so I can have those kinds of numbers, because I don't like track like that. I do not.
But you play a lot of multiplayer. It's really hard to track multiplayer.
I know. It's kind of, well, yeah.
Unless you, like, have it on Steam or whatever, and it, like, counts up, right?
True. Yeah, but I didn't do that.
We did it on, what was it, was it 2 days ago now on stream? We did some, like, fun math, because I wanted to know how long each day in my life has been spent gaming since the time I started gaming.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you took all of the hours I've been gaming and, like, spread them out over the time that I was able to hold a controller, how long each day would I be gaming?
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay, so we estimated, because it's probably more than this. So I took my total hours logged on how long to beat, right? Mm-hmm. And then I added my Final Fantasy XIV playtime.
Okay.
And then we estimated that I started gaming around like 9 years old, because that's when Golden Sun came out, and I remember playing Golden Sun. So
nine.
We just said, yeah,
that's kind of late, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I was late. We all know. But like, so around 9 years old, from 9 years old to like how old I am right now. So we calculated all that in hours, and then added up all my gaming hours, did a couple of math things, and figured out that from 9 to now, 2% of my life has been spent gaming, which means I've been spending about 45 minutes a day of my life in video games.
Okay, so I was paying attention, but I'm still, I don't really, you don't have to explain further, but
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm gonna listen back to this, but you did explain like how you calculated, but I just still, I'm kind of
I don't
like.
remember. There's a little bit of because you have, well, so to get this, right, you have to figure out how many hours, because you need hours to hours. So you need to figure out, you have to roughly estimate how many hours you have been gaming total. And then you have to figure out how many hours you've been alive since whenever. So like from now to like mine was 9 years old. So basically 10 years. So 10 years in hours you have to figure out, right? Easy,
Okay.
whatever. And then you divide those and that's the percentage. And then you have
I see.
to, and then there's some, I can't remember what else you have to like times, you get the percentage and then you have to times by, I can't remember. I think it's 24 and then times by 60 to get the minutes a day.
That's
I can't
crazy.
remember.
So, how much percent again?
Anyways,
Two
2%.
of your whole life gaming.
A rough 45 hours per day of my life.
I'd be curious to know mine, but not just the gaming, but like everything, like the streaming, the freaking content, because that's like all I do.
Yeah.
If I'm
Mine's
not
also very,
working,
very rough.
if I'm
So.
not working, it's like gaming stuff. It's like crazy how much
Yeah.
this is part of our lives. It's like, it's awesome. It's
Some years
awesome,
you
man.
game more or less, obviously, but I just wanted to know the average.
Yeah. What's up, Beggy in the chat? What's up, chat? Everybody here live? I just want to give a shout out to you guys. Seriously, like the whole, I was looking at our analytics. I talked about it a little bit last time, but like for last year, we grew a little bit. And then the audio listeners who's listening right now, we appreciate you too. You guys grew. There was actually five people out there. I don't think I mentioned this live yet. Five people who had us as their number one podcast. I was like, wow,
What the hell?
that's awesome. Yeah, five whole people on Spotify had us as their number one podcast. So I don't know if they just don't listen to no
Well,
one else. And it's just us. But hey,
maybe.
man, that's awesome. So I thought that was really cool. Really cool little fact for us and our analytics. So we hope to, increase those numbers and welcome all the new listeners as well. And be sure and follow us and sub to the channel and you can catch us every other Saturday. All right. We are on Spotify. Yes, Leaky, we are on Spotify. Just look up the backlog with Erica and Char, and we're right
You want to
there.
know something wild?
What's up?
I got somebody in my chat the other day in my stream. And I don't remember what we were talking about. They were just like chilling, we were chilling, whatever. And my Keenan's a mod in my chat. So Keenan like put when the new people come into the chat, he'll usually like pump my socials or whatever because they're not automatic in my chat. And he did the backlog podcast one, which comes up with like the link or whatever. And the viewer went, "Oh, this podcast was recommended to me the other day." And
Really?
I was like,
For reals?
"What?" Yeah.
Like how? Through Spotify or through something else?
I can't remember what they were using, but they were like, "Oh yeah, I saw this as a recommended podcast for me the other day." And I was like, "No shot."
Was it
No
okay, was
shot.
it wait, what happened to my camera?
I was so confused. I was like, "What? Our podcast gets recommended to people?" I mean, obviously it does, but you know what I mean?
Dude, my camera like went away or something.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Why is
I
it
don't know what happened.
reversed?
This thing is so
Why are
weird.
we
So
looking at review
this
activity?
thing is so weird sometimes. I'll get it back. I just literally clicked nothing and it just didn't this happen before? Oh my gosh. Okay,
My God.
so that's
Yeah.
wild. That's wild. Okay,
Isn't that crazy?
my question
What?
was, are they sure it was us? 'Cause there's a couple backlogs
That's
out
what I
there.
said. That's what I
Yeah.
said. I was like, "Are you sure?" Like, 'cause there's a couple, and like he was like, and they were like, "No, it's this one." And I was like, "No shot, bruh.
Where
What the hell?" Well, you just deleted yourself.
my camera?
Erica's
Okay.
off
I'm
the
off the podcast, guys. This is our
podcast.
announcement. I have quit.
What
I have quit the
the?
podcast.
No more after this. Holy shit, that's messed up.
For
Wow.
audio listeners, my camera It just disappeared again. It's done this before. It literally I swear, dude. I'll get it back.
That's so
right
funny.
Anyways, that's pretty awesome though.
I was like, what the hell?
That's pretty crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I made sure though. I was like, I had to make sure with them too, because I was like, there's so many the backlog podcasts out there.
Right.
We're not the only ones.
So you asked them and they were like, yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
With our names and everything?
I was like, yeah.
What the heck? That's crazy.
Weird.
That's crazy.
Weird.
Crazy. Well,
Erica can't say anything because she's fighting with Cam.
Cam said deuces. Yeah, I know. Well, we could get into the first topic if you want to, I don't know, maybe take charge about that PSVR thing. That way I could fix this. But
Oh, wait, you expected me to talk about PSVR when I've not read this thing yet? Okay. Yeah, great.
Do we care? No, I'm just kidding.
Read it together, chat. Let's read it together.
Listen, man. The Sony fans, they need to hear some news, all right? They need some good news. Let's be real. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah, we could talk about that. And then I'll bring in, I'll get my
I haven't even read this.
Oh, man.
PlayStation VR 2? I hate this already. What is this? I hate this. Wait, why is there VR 2 already?
You know what we could do? We'll switch to this one.
Go do it.
Dude, our cameras disappeared on this screen, too!
Oh my god.
Yo, OBS is bugging. You're not even on here.
Whoa!
You're not even on here. What is happening?
What is it? I hate it. Exactly. That's how I react to everything, though.
Dude, we coming in honestly with a bang in 2022.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
It's not even showing the gameplay.
This is a podcast, Erica. We don't need to be on the screen.
It's not even showing the
bro
gameplay right now. Like, what
this
is going
bro
on right now?
Sorry, oh, audio man listeners. Erica's
okay, there's
day
there's some gameplay. You guys can watch some gameplay. Go ahead, Char. Take it away, Char.
Oh my god. Wait, what am I talking about? The PSVR? Do I have to talk about this? I don't want to talk about this. I don't need VR, okay? I'm not there yet, all right? I'm not there yet. I feel like I'm old or some shit, but, like, I don't need it yet, right?
Listen, like, man.
This new technology, I don't need that ish, man. Mm. But, like, VR 2 already? That seems a little fast now. VR's been around for a while, though, so maybe not.
Maybe well, the first one, I mean, that came out, what, like 2015 or something? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, it was hella long ago. Hella long ago.
It's been a minute. But yeah, it's now it's the second one they're coming out. From what I'm reading and what I'm understanding, look, I'm reversed, guys.
Wow.
It's going to be better for, like, motion sickness and things like that. Like, they're doing things to kind of make it a little bit better as far as that goes.
No.
And yeah, so you got the article, right? You can kind of see what's in there. Yeah.
Building upon innovations from PS5, VR2 adds a new next-gen experience with high fidelity visuals, new sensory features, and enhanced tracking. So hold on. Headset-based controller tracking with inside-out tracking tracks you and your controller through integrated cameras embedded in the VR headset. Duh. Your movements and direction you look are reflected in-game without the need for an external camera. That's kind of nice. Sensory features combines eye tracking. Ooh, eye tracking. Ooh.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Eye tracking, headset feedback, 3D audio, and the controller to create an incredibly deep feeling of immersion. Yes, I need to be immersed. A single built-in motor with vibrations that add to intellect. Wait, what? Add an intellect tactile in element. Oh, I see. For example, gamers can feel a character's elevated pulse during tense moments. Okay, I don't need that. I don't need that.
What was it again?
Gamers can feel a character's elevated pulse during tense moments. I'm sorry. I don't want my... I don't need my heart rate to rise at, like, tense moments, okay? So I'm already tense. I don't need to, like, feel it more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The rush of objects passing close to a character's head, that'll give me anxiety. Or the thrust of a vehicle as the character speeds forward.
The thrust of the vehicle, so you're gonna feel that.
No.
How is that possible?
How do you? What?
Maybe like I'm a vibration, confused. Like a vibration in your hands and then your head from the thing.
Maybe. I don't know how
that
thing's.
You know what that? You know what that feeling is? That's freaking vertigo, people. That's vertigo. Take the thing off. You're gonna get sick. Okay.
There's some G-force happening in this now.
That's vertigo.
The eye tracking is fun. The eye tracking is good. Visual fidelity is, yeah, that's just better display. So that's nice. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to like try this. I'd actually have to have this in my hands.
Is there new controllers? They're asking. I think so.
Updated
controllers. I think so. And then
Sense controllers. Yes, there are.
It does have vibration in the helmet, Dave is saying in the chat. So yes, there's vibration in there. I'm telling you guys, that's vertigo. Heal yourself. Take that thing off.
I don't know what you're talking about, Erica. The future is now, man. Come on.
The future is now. You already know this thing. Come on. Let's be real. People are going to use this for porn. Let's be real.
Like they haven't already? Bold of you to assume.
What was that about the cars thrusting? Let's be real, people.
See, okay, that I don't believe as much. Because,
you're gonna feel
like,
the room.
You can't. That's for something else. You can't get G-forces out of a fucking headset. There's no way you can do that, unless you're sitting in like a chair and it's got like, you know, the motor in it or whatever. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you know what?
Also would be fun.
But... real quick, I mean, it's kind of related, but a coworker was telling me they got something for Christmas where it's like a vest. I forgot what it's called, and you feel the music.
Oh,
have you seen that?
Oh,
it's like there's a belt, or you can get a vest, and like whatever music you're listening to, like you feel it. It's a thing. I didn't even know it was a thing, but
that would be sick. I would wear that all the time.
I'm wondering if at some point these VRs would get something like that, where you like tie it around your waist or something. Even more so, there goes the porn idea. But you know, you can feel. Maybe that's how you would feel a car or a spaceship or whatever the hell. You would have a vest.
That'd be sick, actually.
That'd be kind of cool.
If you can feel the engine noises in your chest, that would be like you're really there.
Yeah, like you're like going, like, you know, and if you're in a car, especially like racing, you would be strapped in and have those, you know, the seat belts, and you would feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That'd be sick. Yeah, that'd be kind of, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe in the future, maybe they could go that route and you could really feel the stuff going on.
Can you imagine Gran Turismo would be nuts?
Yeah, yeah. You're just there looking around.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the idea of VR is pretty cool. I mean, it is like the future. I mean, it's going to improve for this new version for PlayStation. And that's good. You know, for me, I mean, I probably can't stomach it unless they really... Like, I would like to try with like a safe game. Maybe like that what's it called? The lightsaber game? What's it called?
Ooh. Yeah.
Beat Saber?
Saber.
I think I could try something like that, where I'm like stationary and I just kind of like move my hands and look around a little bit. But these racing games and I got to turn around me to fight people. Nah, I'm probably I'm in space. It's freaking going around in space. That's probably not going
to
work.
Wild. Can you imagine?
Yeah. But if they can make it better, and for especially people like me who struggles with that issue, like I would like to see where it goes and someday do it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's cool. I mean, it's good news, right? I mean, there's also that Horizon game they announced, which I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I don't think so. Probably not.
Let me see if I can look this up and see what's up, because I'm hearing it looks like a demo kind of thing. Like, it doesn't really look that great. Mm-hmm. But, I mean... it's VR. It's called Call of the Mountain.
Oh.
Call of the Mountain.
Is it like climbing sim?
There's just a dude talking. I'm clicking through it.
There's nothing to see, Dave says.
Yeah, they don't show too much. I just see one of the dinosaur robots walking and the foot just goes over and you're like looking at the foot. Like it doesn't really show much. It could just be like one of those experience things where you're like kind of on a ride. And you're just like walking around and looking at the dinosaurs. I don't know. That's what it kind of looked like when I'm looking right now. You can see the dinosaurs from like below them, and you can, you know, the scope of them, how big they are, how tall they are, and stuff like
Jurassic Park style. Let's go.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park. That's a good way to describe what I'm seeing right now.
For sure.
So I don't know. Using these big title names for like games like that, I mean,
I'll sell something.
it makes sense why they would do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they, I mean, I'm sure there's other games they could do that too, where it's not really a full game, but it's just more of an experience. You just kind of
If
get
we
to
can get
chill in
Link's
there.
crossbow training, we can get this, okay?
True. Yeah, true. So, I don't know. So, everybody listening, I mean, hey, how do you guys feel about this VR? You excited? Let us know.
Maybe.
Let me throw some of my gameplay on here, god damn it. I've been playing some
What's
Dark
wrong with
Souls.
the gameplay?
It's
Apparently, they don't like
boring.
these.
It's boring, Char. They're falling asleep. I'm just kidding. But no, we gotta mix it up,
The chat is
man.
offended right now.
Throw some Erica's gameplay in there. Me falling off this, you're
We've
gonna see
seen
me.
this game so many times, though. That's all I'm
You're gonna
saying.
see me fail in this a few times, so it'll be fun.
I'm happy. Good.
Do we have other topics? Okay, yeah, let's talk about The Last of Us really quick before we get to like the
What
red
about
pill,
them?
blue pill, which is gonna
Oh,
be the
the.
fun stuff. There's kind of a rumor going on, or quote, or what should I, how should I say this? I guess like because of the job listings for Naughty Dog and Last of Us 2 multiplayer, there's been some things said about the game that could indicate it could be free to play. And some fans are having an issue with this because free to play has like a bad rap sometimes. I mean, Halo is kind of the most recent with it being free to play. People say there's not enough support on it, it's lacking things, which it
Yeah.
is, it's lacking some stuff. The progression system's trash. You know, there's just like things about it that they feel free to plays can get away with because it's free. And it ruins the game, basically. Like it can make it you know,
Yeah.
half-hearted or just not enough content. So people are, of course, getting a little worried because if Factions for Last of Us 2 is free to play, they're getting a little worried, like, oh, it's gonna be a bunch of microtransactions, it's not gonna be the, you know, the heart of what we know it's for. You know, they're just like they're gonna have these
What the hell is the heart of that
I don't
gameplay?
know, I'm
That
just making stuff
multiplayer?
up.
What the fuck? No, I
Listen.
know, but like, you know, somebody out there would be like, it's not gonna be the same.
They're like this right now. Yes, Erica, speak to me. It's my heart,
My
you know?
God.
Because I mean, I understand. Like, I liked the first Factions a lot, actually. I played it a lot. It's one of the first multiplayers I played on PS3. And I put hours into that thing. So I'm optimistic. I hope the new one's good. I hope it's on PC. I hope Factions is good. If it's free, I'd say that's a good thing, as long as they handle it right. Of course.
Of course, always.
But yeah, I
Always that
guess
caveat.
yeah, of course. But I don't know. What do you think about free to play just in general?
I mean, I think it's good, especially if it's like. I mean, we saw it happen with Halo. Fucking Halo got me to play Halo. Only because it's free.
Right.
People like free. I'm sorry, but like, people will play it if it's free. Like, and if they really like it, maybe they'll put money into it. Like, you know,
Like
it's a good.
me,
I, yeah.
I did. I got my
Yes,
cat
girl.
ears.
No.
I got my cat ears.
The
Yeah,
fucking cat got him.
you know I had to. Let me read
Yeah, oh
this
my
quote
God.
though. Let me read
Yeah,
this
go on.
quote.
Go on.
So there the job listing says it will focus on in-game initiatives to increase revenue and conversion while maintaining a strong player-first value system. Responsibilities include designing sustainable monetization systems in line with the game's vision. So, because of this job listing for Sony and Naughty Dog, people are, of course, thinking, oh, it's about monetization, it's about this and that.
Of
Maybe
course it
it's free
is.
to play. Yeah. I mean, what game isn't?
Yeah.
So, because from what I remember, yeah, the first one, you would unlock like things you could wear, like hats and stuff, but I think you could
Sure.
buy stuff.
Cosmetics, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could
Was it only
buy.
cosmetics, though?
No, there's weapons. There was
That.
weapons. Yeah, I
That.
remember. I'm pretty
Okay, well,
sure.
if they get rid of that, then it'll be fine.
I remember
Because.
people abusing like the shotgun or some kind of gun on there. That was kind of like wild.
Oh, I'm sure.
I remember that. Yeah.
The moment you say I'm gonna put pay to get, you know, you're gonna put like a weapon or something in a game to like behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
It insta kills it. Like has like it kills it for anybody who would want to play it free to play. You know what I mean?
That and then it becomes like pay to win because if you have the better
it's
weapon,
pay to win, of course.
Or if you
but
get
that
it,
that turns so many people off. It's insane.
True, because when you think about it, it's like even if you could earn that weapon, those people are still gonna have it first, and they're gonna have an advantage if it's a powerful weapon. So that's always not a good thing.
It discourages anybody from trying to get it, even if it is like obtainable in other ways. A lot of people will try to grind for it, but like, can you imagine, like, trying to like, you're playing free to play. And there's this really good shotgun. And everybody has this shotgun. And you're trying to grind for the shotgun. You can't win a fucking game. Take you like three times as long. You might as well just buy the goddamn shotgun.
That's what you're going to be forced to do. And people will give in. Because they don't want
to.
They don't have the patience or they don't have the time. And I kind of can't blame them. It's just a messed up system. All they got to do is come up with really cool freaking outfits. Because these guys are like damn fireflies and freaking people surviving. It's a survival game. I mean, they could have some cool like faction type uniforms that they all wear or something.
I just
and
saw
like,
something.
Huh?
Do you think they will do a Fortnite collab?
A Fortnite collab? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Fortnite has collabed with a lot of games before for like skins and shit.
Oh,
true. Do you think they're gonna get into Fortnite?
I don't know about that because Fortnite is Epic. Epic did bring in Horizon, right? Wait, is Horizon in there? I forget.
They have a lot.
They got some
like,
Xbox
Fortnite has
stuff
so
too.
Much.
Yeah.
Great idea. I'm just.
Ellie start flossing, they said.
Abby! Like
they could have it Abby! Happened. They could have Abby flossing! because they do. Okay, they have Kratos.
Mm-hmm.
They have Master Chief, right? I know that's Xbox,
that's
but they have freaking Gears.
Anybody.
Gears.
They don't care.
Dude, no one's safe.
No one's safe. That's what I'm saying.
Anyone could be in there with the right amount of cash. Neil Druckmann.
Yeah.
As long as Neil Druckmann feels comfortable, he feels comfortable being in the game.
He feels comfortable. Oh my god!
Shout out to Neil Druckmann. If he feels comfortable, he will sign. He will sign away.
He will sign that shit.
Shoot. Yeah, that would be wild.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It's not out of the realm of possibility, I tell you that. No one's safe from freaking Fortnite.
No one's safe from Fortnite, man, I tell you.
If Kratos could be in Fortnite, listen, anyone could be in Fortnite.
If Thanos can get into Fortnite,
dude.
Anybody can get in.
Yeah, they're not safe.
Oh my god.
Definitely. The only ones who are safe are Nintendo characters, because Nintendo don't want to work with nobody.
But then, the other thing of that is, do you think that they would do collabs, or not collabs, but you know what I mean? Like, put items from other Sony franchises in that game as, like, cosmetics.
Into Last of Us?
Yeah. Like have a Kratos t-shirt or something.
Oh, I don't know about that. That'd make it goofy. Because that's supposed to be a serious game.
Like, I know, but, like, how serious is, like, the multiplayer? You know what
I mean? It's pretty serious. It's, like, very, you know, you're sneaking around. It's brutal. You're shanking. You're shanking dudes.
It's within the realm of possibility that there's a t-shirt.
I mean, maybe if it's like subtle and there's like, possible. I mean, you think about
like I'm trying to think of, like what other cosmetics? Because like what you five jackets and you're done. Like
you know how you know what they could do? Like if you think about Ghost of Tsushima, they got a couple skins. Like they have the one that's like Bloodborne. Inspired cool. And then they have and it's subtle like you know it is but it's not flashy or like oh my god I'm wearing Kratos or like it's not like super flashy it's like
I'm curious
subtle.
How crazy they go with the with the cosmetics then
it could be something like that maybe I'm thinking but we'll see you know and then I even seen another tweet that kind of like was reassuring people it's not gonna go free to play I couldn't for the life of me find it anymore but there's like just back and forth going on. We don't know yet. I mean, is this game even coming out this year? Who knows? It's everybody's wishing for it, but I'm not gonna like hold my breath. It could. And then there's that question of like, is it gonna come out with the remake? Because they are remaking Last of Us 1, which I still I don't think they need to do that. We talked about it before.
Isn't that game on everything anyways? So
well, they they remastered it.
Yeah, so why the fuck are you remaking?
It's just for more money. And the game still holds up. That's the issue. Like, if it didn't hold up, like Demon's Souls, that's outdated. Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if it's a game like Last of Us, I feel like it still holds up. It's still beautiful.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so they trying to triple dip or whatever. They're trying to get more money with that game. And then Factions is kind of like rumored to be shipped with it. So that it would kind of make sense if it was free on the side, and then you pay for the remaster. I don't know.
It would be I feel like it would be a pretty smart move, honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I would do. I mean, I'm not a businesswoman, but I would re-release the remaster, and the you know, it'll come with the multiplayer, but then also have the multiplayer on the side. So it's free for everyone.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it could happen. I think it could happen. I'd be happy. Especially, dude, you put that on PC? Free? Free? Cheers to that, man. I'm there. Day one. Almost joked right now. All right. So, yeah, that's kind of like the news topics we had, I guess, for the show.
Yep.
But the fun stuff now is we're going to get into this.
Do we have to? I feel like I'm going to have a conniption.
Are you? Okay, so there's this has been kind of a thing going around on Twitter, and I don't, maybe on Facebook, who knows. The first one I saw was about Souls games, and it's basically the red pill, blue pill. So you have three games on the left side for red pill, three games on the right for the blue pill, and you gotta pick a pill. It's like the Matrix. Which one you take in, and it's just comparing the three games versus each other. So this one on the screen, for everyone watching, this is the PlayStation version, the exclusives. Exclusives. We got God of War coming out on Friday on PC, Char. You getting it?
No, fucking...
Because you beat it already?
Monster Hunter Rise PC comes out in 3 days. You think I'm going to be, like, on that game?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Never mind, you're out. So... You're looking at the stream, right, Char? You're going to see these pictures.
Yep, and stuff.
Okay. This one was so easy for me. I didn't even have to think twice. But I don't know how it is for you. How are you feeling about this red and blue? Let me just say for the audio listeners, for red, it's Bloodborne, Ghost of Tsushima, God of War 2018. And then blue, it's Horizon Zero Dawn, Last of Us Part 2, and Spider-Man.
I've only played two on these.
On each side?
No, on one on each side.
Which ones?
I played God of War and Horizon.
So it's just those two matched up.
I want to say, see, then it comes down to do I like God of War more than Horizon? That's what it comes down to for me anyway, because that's the only ones I've played.
I feel like you kind of want to go pick Horizon.
Blue.
I feel like.
Here's the thing. I'm going to go blue because I really want to play Spider-Man, and I know a lot of people like that game, and it looks like a really good reboot. I could care less about The Last of Us. I don't care about that game. But also on the same side of that, I want to play Ghost of Tsushima and haven't gotten to it. And we all know I don't like Bloodborne. So
we know.
So there's one on each side I don't care about, one on each side that I've played, and one on each side that I want to play.
Okay. Maybe this is the defining one. Which one do you want to play more? Spider-Man or Ghost of Tsushima?
Ghost.
Mm.
Like, slightly more. Like the tiniest bit more. Just because my friends have, like, hyped it up.
Yeah, I mean, it is Game of the Year 2020. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I think... No, honestly... It's got to go based on what you played, I feel. Like, if you feel
you're
Horizon's
red.
Better...
Don't even lie to me.
Huh?
You went red so fast, it's not even funny.
Oh, it's not even a question. It's not even a question.
It's like, get these games out of my face.
It's like, this is so easy, because these I expect to be hard. I expect to be stumped a little bit. This was like, dude, you just gave me a free answer.
God of War is pretty stacked. God of War and Ghost pretty stacked, honestly.
On their own, look, Bloodborne don't even have to be there, and I'm picking Red Pill.
True.
They're true. Stacked. For like, it's, you, it's yeah. just stacked, yeah. That's how stacked
God of War
it is.
Was really fucking good, though.
It's crazy. Shout out to Simba in the chat with the super chat. Thank you so much, Simba. No message? Oh, no nothing? Yeah. Say hello. What's That's up? Fine. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
I don't know. I have a special place in my heart for both of them. Horizons and God of War. But I spent so much more time in Horizon.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. I figure you would pick the blue on this.
It's hard, though, because I really do want to play Ghost.
Mm.
I think if I had played Ghost, it probably would have swayed me a little bit more. But
like, if Ghost was on the blue, you'd be all blue, like, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They could have made this harder.
Like I said, I don't care about Last of Us.
Yeah. They could have made this way harder. Like, if they switched Last of Us and Ghost... Weird.
Yeah.
I would be like, you tainted the red pill. That's what I would say. You tainted it.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but no, of course. I mean, for me, the red pill, I mean, you got Bloodborne, Ghost, and God of War. You're talking three of my favorite, probably the top three, if I think about it. That's my top three PlayStation 4 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, Spider-Man's really good, though. I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. So,
yeah.
You know, kind of hurts to say no to that, but and Horizon, you know, is decent. But yeah, like I said, they could take Bloodborne out. You could take any one of those out, and the other two are strong enough for me to beat the rest. Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Even one of them could be strong enough. That's all. That's how big they are for me. So that was easy.
Easy. Yeah. Now we get to the hard one.
We made a couple of our own, you guys. I made one for Char, and Char made one for me. So we're gonna do those. Persona 5 is in there too, Born. I'm just saying, if I thought about it, they would be up there, like those top three. But Persona 5, yeah, is up there. let's get to the one for you, Char. Or you want to do mine first?
Whichever. It doesn't matter.
Let's do mine first.
Okay.
Let's do mine because you went all out with the graphics. We're gonna start at the top in quality, and we're never gonna go down and disappoint the chat because my quality on this chart is trash. But look at Char, all nice, got the pictures up there. This is a red and blue pill for me. And the chat, you guys could play as well. Let me know what you think. I've only seen it for a split second. I haven't had time to think about this. So on the red pill, well, you know, you say the game. Say I'm Char.
All right, so I could think. So the red pill we have for Erica, we have Gears of War 3, Metroid Dread, Sekiro, and Spiritfarer. And then the blue pill, we have Halo Infinite, Ori, Will of the Wisps, Demon's Souls, and Breath of the Wild.
You know what, man? It is pretty stacked on the red.
Is it really?
It's stacked.
We, like, double-checked before this!
You know, because we were getting ready, and I was, like, really quick. I'm like, yeah, it looks good, because I saw it for a split second, you guys. Like, okay, just to make sure it's not super, like stacked on one side.
Change it to Gears 3 and we're good. Now it's like stacked because it's Gears 3, isn't it?
Well, Sekiro. So, okay, here's the reasoning. Sekiro I like better than Demon's Souls. So that, yeah, I probably should have thought of that.
I should have taken Ori out and put something else in.
No, Ori's really good. That's probably my strongest one on that side.
Never mind that.
And Zelda. Okay, here,
on
you know.
That side,
you know,
it's the strongest one?
Yeah. It what might be. Fuck? It's between that and, like, Demon's Souls, I think. Okay, so you know what we should have had you do? What I should have told you to do?
What?
Pick a better Zelda. If you would have put Ocarina of Time right there,
shit.
That would have been. Yeah.
Imagine that's Ocarina of Time, then.
Because that's honestly one of my favorite games of all time. So if you had...
Well, imagine it's Ocarina,
okay,
then.
So we're
I didn't know that.
We're pretending Ocarina of Time is there?
Yeah, because I didn't know your Zelda preferences. I just knew that you played Breath of the Wild. I couldn't remember if you'd played. I didn't go, like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be red. Okay, here's my reasoning. Just going side to side, Gears of War 3, dude, Gears of War 3. It's not my favorite Gears, but it's, like, maybe my second favorite.
You put so much time in
it. And I put so many hours in multiplayer, yeah. It's better than...
I didn't want to put 2, because it's obviously going to be that anyways, but...
Halo Infinite's really good, though. Like, for
That's what I'm saying. That's why I tried to match them up a little bit.
Ori and Metroid.
I was trying to think of games that, like, kind of are comparable. Maybe not Spiritfarer so much, but, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Spiritfarer. No, Cuphead? True! I'm an idiot! It should put Cuphead in there.
Fuck. Dude, if you okay.
Guys, I'm not even kidding you guys. Chat. Live chat. I literally made this right after I woke up, and in, like, 5 minutes. I had, like, 5 minutes to make this, okay? Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I forgot a lot.
Let's be fair, I didn't give Char a lot of time.
I woke up to a message at 9:30 this morning saying, make this thing for me. I'm like, what?
So chat, right. I think going red pill, right?
I'm pretty good for 5 minutes.
Red pill, yeah, red pill. Because, of course, Dave's going to say red because Metroid. You got Sekiro. He really likes Sekiro. That's, like, easy for him.
Could put Sekiro on the
Ori is very strong. Actually, no, yeah. You put the second Ori. I just realized.
Oops. I think I meant the first one.
I kind of like the first one a tad more, but the second one's really good, too.
I couldn't remember the... There's, like, the subtitles or whatever, the first and the second one. I can't remember. It's yeah. Ori in general. Just say Ori in general. Honestly.
If Demon's... Here's how it would stump me. If Demon's Souls was Dark Souls 3, and Zelda was Ocarina of Time, and Halo was Cuphead, that would stump me. That would stump me. Or maybe something like... maybe another Metroid or something on that side. That I like better or something like that. Like that would stump me. That would stump me for sure. Yeah. But still good. I mean, you did good with the graphics.
Obviously.
And all of that. And I even
said you did good with the graphics.
I thought I was all being smart about it. Like, yeah, do a Gears, that's not my favorite. Like as if that's gonna matter.
Doesn't fucking matter. And for those wondering, I didn't want to put Bloodborne on here because literally Bloodborne is so stacked it's not even funny.
It would be I don't know. It depends. If the other three with it are kind of weaker than the other four, I mean, it's possible I wouldn't pick that one. So yeah, that was for me, I guess. We going with the red pill. I'm all red right. tonight. Red, team red, because I picked that for the Sony one, too.
Team red.
All right,
who knows? I might be team red.
You guys ready to drop in quality?
Show me your graphic! I want to see it!
Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm giving it away. Wait. Hold on. I'm giving away the thing we're gonna do. Don't look. Wait a minute.
I'm not looking.
Oh, did I not put the right one? Hold on, guys. We're giving away. Don't look, Char. The chat probably saw. Hold on, I gotta find the right graphic. I gotta find the right graphic. It's this one I wanted to do. Okay. I gave it away, man. I gave it away the next thing. Okay, anyways, Char didn't see it, so it don't matter.
I didn't see it.
So here's the drop in quality. As you can see, I got no damn graphics. I got no pictures.
How long have you made it in, Erica? What'd you make this in?
You already know I went to paint. You already know, man. We going straight to paint in 2022.
We have up on our Patreon a whole tutorial. A whole ass tutorial on how to use Photoshop. And Erica goes, I went to paint.
Why would I go do all this stuff in Photoshop? We're going to spend 5 seconds on this thing. All you need is the names. Why do you need a picture, Char? You know what game it is.
I'm a visual person.
This is how it is, guys. I worked on this earlier. And then I hit up Char, who's not even awake yet. I'm like, hey, if you want to do this really quick, I made this thing for you. Do it for me and put some games. I just typed them. So you can type them if you want. Char, instead of picking better games, spends more time on the graphics. So, yeah, you know, I'd rather
you
pick better games.
Fine. You said it was fine. You're like, that's good. So I made
what
it!
Do I know, Char? What do I know? I'm trash. True. Okay, so we're
actually true.
Okay, so you want me to name the games?
It's a podcast. Come
okay,
on.
So on the red pill, we have Terra. It's the first game. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Legend of Dragoon, and Pokemon Let's Get Eevee, or what's it called?
Let's go Eevee.
Let's go Eevee. It wouldn't fit.
Get Eevee with it.
I just put Pokemon Eevee. Okay. The blue pill. Final Fantasy 14. Mm-hmm. Monster Hunter Rise. Mm-hmm. Neo, which we co-opt. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And Chrono Cross. How you feeling?
All right. I feel a lot of things about this list. And I think Amy's the weakest one here.
Aw, man.
But you put it right next to one of my top three or five games.
Chrono Cross?
So that's annoying. Yeah. Well, no. Well, Legend of Dragoon and then Chrono Cross
in the same
one. Basically in my top five of gaming, probably. Which is annoying. Monster Hunter Rise is fucking good. Nioh is probably the second. Well, yeah. Nioh is probably the second weakest, I want to say. Oh, even though that game is really good.
You liked it, though. You liked it.
I did. I don't remember. I like blacked out. I don't remember playing it half the time. I'm like, yeah, I played that. I can't remember. Wow, I played Nioh. I can't remember that. Remake was okay. I wouldn't say it's like top 10 or anything, but it's pretty good. I put mega hours into Terra back in the day. It's shit now, but that game is really fun.
That's like your two MMOs matched up. Yeah, I could have matched things up better. I know. Let me just tell the chat, if you don't think I'm lazy enough already, I went to Char's latest streams. I'm like, what is Char like? Because I know you like RPGs, but I'm like, I need names.
I literally have a list underneath my stream of games I've beaten on stream.
Now you tell me. Okay, anyways, continue.
I have 2,000 hours in Final Fantasy 14.
Damn.
Which is not a lot compared to, like, some people, but it's a lot for me.
Damn.
But Legend of Dragoon is, like, one of my favorite games. Just everything else on the Legend of Dragoon side is really weak.
Damn. Okay, so what do you think is the other matchup to it? Rise? That's like the top of the other side?
Legend of Dragoon?
On the other, on the blue.
Legend of Dragoon and Chrono Cross, because they're both like retro.
Okay.
But I really like Chrono Cross. Fuck. But Rise is so strong, and Final Fantasy XIV I play with my friends. I can't abandon Legend of Dragoon like this, though.
That's your favorite game? I mean, shoot. What can
you literally do? I'm literally a part of the legacy fandom of Legend of Dragoon. If I don't say Legend of Dragoon, Drew is going to come out here and fucking, like, murder me.
Oh, man.
I'm having a problem, guys.
The chat just going in on me a little bit. With that.
Oh, well, as they should.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this list is kind of wild.
Chat's, like, ragging on your list. But, like, this is a list for me, so y'all can fucking shut
this
up.
This is Char's right? games. Like, this is for the game. These are the games that Char likes. Not, like, what I'm picking, just off my stuff. That's not the point.
Damn, I might have to go blue.
They make you fun of the games you play, Char.
They can suck, like.
And then Spencer out here saying Erica put all this effort in the Souls videos, but everything else is low effort. Listen, it's about priorities, man. It's about priorities.
I'm really gonna. No, I have to go. No, I'm gonna go blue. I'm abandoning.
Nioh wins.
No, I can't. No. Ah, fuck. I hate this. I hate this so much. Why is this so fucking hard?
It's that Legend of Dragoon is throwing you off.
It's literally that. Why'd you do that to me? I'm offended.
Listen, I just put random stuff.
I'm actually offended. I'm offended you put that on there. I'm so mad.
Oh, man.
It's literally like I'm thinking of replaying it soon because I love that game so much.
Just pick the red pill.
I can't know because Evie's on there.
You said it was fine. We could be on there.
Yeah. Because Legend of Dragoon is so fucking high. Remake was really good.
I didn't think this looked good, Jaga. They're saying that what's sad is that I thought this looked good. I clearly am making fun of
she
myself.
She knows it doesn't look good.
I know
good.
It doesn't. It's so low effort. Like I'm totally self-aware right now.
I'm glad you know.
I know. It's me.
She puts more effort into her thumbnails now, guys. It's fine.
Yeah, man, I'm trying. I'm trying. Damn it, Char. Pick.
All right, I'll go blue.
Blue. All right, so Neo
Yeah,
wins.
just because Final Fantasy 14 is in Chronicross.
All right.
Together, basically.
So you're all blue still. I was two reds, you're blues.
Here's the thing. I would take the blue pill and then I would steal Legendary Dragoon on the side. Yeah.
Well,
Because you can't make me forget that game.
that's against the
I
rules.
would find it again in my next life.
That's against the rules, Char. You're taking the blue pill. That
I would
means
find it again in my next life.
you never play the other ones again.
I never played the other ones again. Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I
I'm
didn't know what
just
this
making things
means.
up. I'm just making it harder on you.
I mean,
They
can I
never
watch people play
existed.
it?
How about they
Can I watch?
never existed?
Why the fuck you gotta do that to
So I'm
me?
just making it worse on you.
Actually, you know what? If yeah, if you're in that case, blue, because I could think I could live with Konacross.
And live without Legend of Dragoon?
I really don't want to, but
Okay.
I could
Well,
live
then
without
there's your
you.
answer. That's your clear answer. All right, so I'm gonna throw a curveball at you, which I gave away
Oh
already.
no.
God damn, I'm
Wait,
so
I didn't see
trash.
it.
Yeah, you didn't see it, thankfully. But
What?
red and blue
Did we get a second
pills
one? Did we get a second one?
for backlog guests.
What? Oh no. What?
So I went
You
ahead,
what
I chose random guests.
now? No, you didn't.
Well, no, not that. Well, there's some strategy to it. There's some strategy in this. But I picked ones that I feel like won't see this episode. They're like less likely to see it. So don't tell them. Shh. And I feel like they would have a good sense of humor with it.
Luca's not gonna see this episode. What are you fucking
Luca,
on?
turn off the episode.
Luca, avoid your eyes.
You know, I just kind of went with like matching up, right?
Fuck? You
So
are twisted for doing this. You know that,
it's a
right?
little twisted, but we're gonna have fun with it. It's all in fun, all with love. So for the audio listeners, everybody listening, I have a red pill side, blue pill side of former guests on our show who were great, all great guests. Let's be
Amazing.
clear. They're all
So
great.
good.
This
Love
is
them.
intended to be difficult because they're all great. This doesn't mean they don't exist or something if we don't pick them. We're just picking like based on the best guests or like who you had the f most fun with or something like that. Like,
Hate this so much more.
so on the red pill side, we got BitCloud. We got Rand. Okay.
Yeah.
Luca. We all love Luca. I know you
We
love
all love
Luca.
Luca.
And Solid Rev. That's a pretty good lineup right there.
That is a really good lineup.
You remember Rev, right?
I might need a refresher, but yes, I know Rev, but
I need to
I
probably
can't
refresh you
remember
on a couple.
Yeah, I can't remember what we talked about on Rev's episode.
He was here for the famous what's it
Oh,
called?
the matchup.
The hottest video game characters, female
That was
characters.
such a weird. That was such a weird episode to have him on.
Rev was actually on that show, which was
That man was
incredible.
falling asleep on our show.
But we had Rev. That's wild. We had him on for that show. It's
We had him
crazy.
on for the worst episode ever
Here's
for
another fun
him.
fact to keep in mind.
What?
Rand, from what I know, to my knowledge, that was our most successful show, was when Rand was our guest.
Go off, Rand.
So just
Yeah.
keep it in mind. Then you got Luca, and then you got BitCloud, who's been on the show twice. But he was also late. Don't forget. Remember?
Yeah,
He
I
was
know.
late. But also, someone
Yeah.
else was late on the blue pill side. So the blue pill side, you got Lord Cognito from the Iron Lords podcast.
Yeah.
Miss 5,000 watts. Fire, right?
Hiya. Hot
Then
fire.
you got, oh no, it's Alex.
A different kind of fire. Dumpster fire. Just kidding.
Whoa, well, relax.
Just
That's my
kidding.
e-husband we're talking about there. Then we have the other late bird who was late one time, but he had a good excuse. Blaze4K.
His name is actually fire.
Yes, it's a blaze. He's blazing. He's blazing. And remember, Blaze is famous for promising he would saw his PS4 in half, remember? If God of War went to PC. So that was a
Still
big
hasn't done it.
episode. That was a big
Still hasn't
episode.
delivered.
Yeah, he hasn't done it yet.
He
I
hasn't
don't think.
delivered on that.
He hasn't done it. So chat, I'm gonna do a poll for the chat.
Remember, no, you're not.
I'm gonna do a poll. Remember, this is all in good fun. This doesn't mean anything crazy. Like they, you know, like I said, like they don't exist or they never came on or they're never gonna come on again or nothing like that, or that they're trash. No. They're all great. I picked ones that I feel like were like really good guests and they match up well and stuff. So I'm gonna say blue pill or red pill. Oh, wait, wait, this is, it can only be yes and no? Oh, wait, no, it can't. I got this.
No, you can change.
I got this.
Oh, this is hard.
Bam. So I'll just throw it out there for the chat. Speaking of another guest, Brap is in the chat. Thank you so much. He says, Happy New Year, Cuts and Char. Thank you, Brap.
Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
We should throw Brap in the next one. We could do another one of these another time. Maybe Brap will be in the next thing. So talk to me, Char. How you feeling?
There's trolls on both sides of these, so.
Trolls?
Yeah.
Who?
For me, anyway. Me who? Me who? Who the fuck do you think?
Well, who's on the red side?
Bit.
Oh, Bit Cloud, yeah. He is a troll.
Yeah.
But he's more so a troll to me. Like, he goes in on me, mostly.
You heard him in the chat, dude. We've been in a voice chat together.
Oh, true.
It comes down to, am I picking Luca over Watts?
Oh, yeah. See, it's a lot to think about. For me, this Brent's is kind of hard. Too. This is kind of hard for me. I'll explain in a little bit.
I mean, everybody's great.
Even Alex?
No.
Oh my god, Char has some beef with Alex, apparently.
I got something. Beef with Alex.
It's crazy.
I don't know if it's beef. I don't know what you call it. What would you call it?
I don't know. Tell me.
I don't know.
I'm so curious, like, what you're gonna pick, because when I was making this, I was like, oh, I wonder what Char's gonna do.
I don't know.
What are you struggling most with? You're saying Watts versus Luca?
Luca and Watts, basically. I'm trying to remember the episode Cognito was on, because I remember that was a good episode, but I don't remember what we talked about.
He was on with Audible. Remember? They're like co-guests, and we talked. I forget what we talked about. Maybe Audible remembers in the chat. But he gave us like the backstory of how he started his podcast, which was super interesting. Let me give some highlights. Okay, so Cognito did that. He gave us a background on Iron Lord's podcast, which was awesome. And I don't know if you want to include like after show factors, but we have after shows for this show, and I felt like he was really, really cool in the after show. Yeah. And then Watts, of course, that was great, man. We talked about Ghost of Tsushima, Neo. She told me I was the reason she played Neo. I was like, oh my god, that was so nice. Yeah. Blaze already said with the PS4 or whatever, he was going to saw it in half and stuff. Blaze was great. I put him against Solid Rev, kind of, because, you know, they have their own show together. They're friends. Rev... He was here for that famous episode, talking about female characters and who's the hottest. I mean, where else are you going to get that? That's a phenomenal show. Who else can do that but us? But me.
I mean, that's very true. That's very true.
Right. Alex, you got beef or whatever the hell's going on over there. You got something against Alex. Because he's a troll to you or something.
Yeah.
But that is the husband. So I have Alex there, and then I got Luca on the other side, who's my daughter.
Right.
So for me, that's hard, because shouldn't a mother's love for their daughter be there?
God.
Isn't the children of you, you know, like you love them more than anything? Isn't that how it goes?
People mostly choose the children over their husband or wife, you know?
You can get divorced any day. But your children are forever, right?
Children are forever. Exactly.
So that's my thing. Luca, I freaking love Luca, right? Then you got Rand, like I said, that was our most successful show. He was great. Remember we talked about tomatoes and how you guys don't like tomatoes or something like that? Or no, it was mayonnaise or what was it?
It was one of those.
We were talking about food.
It was both, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about food.
That was a great show. Rand was great. He was awesome.
Rand was great. I'm going to have to go red on this.
You're going red?
Yeah.
Dang. So you're
I'm going red, but I'm still in Miss 5000 Was.
You can't steal anybody, man. That's not how it works.
I'm still going through streams. I'm taking the red pill and I'm going over stream. Man.
And then BitCloud, you know Bit. I mean, he's the troll. The thing with BitCloud is, like, we get to the topics.
He's pulling the line with me, man.
But he's just straight up, like, here to cause nonsense. Like, he wants to fight. He wants to argue.
He wants to fight and argue.
He wants to give me
a
hard time. What?
He's a Sindre. He's fucking, he's hard on the outside. He's like, he wants to fight. But on the inside, he's Tabor.
Mm.
I can feel it.
Mm. Shout out to BitCloud. my reasoning. So you're going red. You're going red.
Yeah. Sorry, the Lords podcast. Sorry. I'm sorry to all the Lords out there. And I'm sorry to Miss 5000 Watts in place.
5000 Watts, man, that was like one of my favorites. Yeah, I love her. I've been following her so long. It was like, wow, she's coming on. Yes. Rand was great too.
I think I got a sub to her. Somebody gifted me a sub to her again.
Overall?
I've gotten like so many subs to her, yeah.
Crazy. Here's my thing, okay?
What?
We gotta put the biases aside. No, we gotta put the biases aside and like relationships aside. Cause like I said with Watts, I've been following her a long time, right? Years. If I objectively like put that stuff to the side.
And it's just the episodes?
And we go based on the episodes. I feel like I have a harder time because the red side was like strong episodes too.
That's what I'm saying.
Luca was like a strong episode, I remember.
Obviously.
Yeah. And that is my daughter. But again, putting it to the side. But Alex's episode was really good too. You may not remember, you might push it out your head because you're like,
I have no memory of this.
But it was a good remember we talked about the Blizzard stuff.
Mm.
And then we did the after show, we talked about YouTube and like stuff like that. And he really motivated me that day for like YouTube and like thumbnails, whatever the hell we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like influential to me. That was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the extra stuff. Blaze was great. So see, it's like
maybe you shouldn't pick.
Why?
Just don't pick.
Because it's gonna cause problems or what?
Just walk away. Just walk away.
Am I gonna be in trouble?
You're too close. You're too close to this case.
I'm too close to these people. I'm about to end friendships right now.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, I think what pushes me over, and I love everybody, but having Watts was, like, a big deal. so I think by a hair, I'm going blue, but I strongly feel the red side, like, had strong episodes. So it's like, okay. I love them both, man. I'm going purple. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
You take both of them at the same time.
That's the color of the show, man. Purple, so.
That's true. It's true.
I am a little biased.
Wait, does that mean we did take them both at the same time? Purple.
Yeah. Cognito. Yeah, man. They're everybody.
I gotta update.
I could make a case. I could make a solid case, pun intended, for red. Solid red. Yeah. Yes. Because they had awesome shows and. I love all of them. So yeah, what did the chat say? How do I end this? Hold on. I think red is winning. Let me end the poll. Where did it go?
Did I delete it?
Did you delete it?
I don't know. Did I?
Red was winning. It was like 60 something. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. 64% red, 35% blue. Which, yeah, people love red more. I'm curious, you guys, who made you pick red? I'm just curious. Maybe Rand? People love Rand. Rand is he's great. That show was really good. Like, I feel biased to that show. So Red won. You guys, the chat spoke and voted Red. So BitCloud, Rand, Ash and Luca, and Rev. Luca, yeah, there's a lot of love for Luca. That's true. Probably a lot of Luca fans in the chat.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. I just wanted to throw a curveball at you. I figured it'd be kind of fun.
God damn. What a curveball. I didn't need that. Okay. Jeez.
We could easily do like two more of those because we've had a lot of guests. I purposefully did not include any troubleshooters because I kind of feel like, I don't know if I want to throw them all in there
based?
Or what. Huh?
Biased.
Yeah, and then there's like the bias part. Like I kind of wanted to stick to like the ones who, you know, they kind of match up well and like and stuff. So that's kind of where I went with it. Good times though. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoyed that. It was kind of fun. That's our show pretty much, unless you got anything else you wanted to mention or say.
No. I got nothing.
You're done? You're just like, I'm out.
God damn it.
Let's throw some gameplay on there. So yeah, we found, I guess, some true feelings about Char with not like
you didn't know already?
Not liking certain people. I don't know how to feel about that, honestly. I'm in the middle.
I don't know. How did you not know that?
What do I do, you guys? Question. For everyone listening, what do you do when your homie doesn't like your spouse? What do you do?
That's kind of... drop your homie?
You have to, right? That is true.
You kind of have to, don't you?
That's true.
End of the podcast!
If you're just dating, though, you got to listen to the homie. Because they might know what's best for you.
Yeah.
If they have a feeling, like a...
I got... Yeah. I know what's feeling.
But when you're married, it's a wrap. Yeah, like...
You are actually married. Can we just say that? Forget that Erica's actually just
They're bringing up Kenny in the chat. Yes, so it's the same thing. It's like, if somebody didn't like Kenny, it's like, well, sorry. That's a you problem. Yeah. What can you do? I mean, hey, man, what can you do? Even when it comes to, I don't want to get into it like more deeply, but like even if it's like your family, like you got to side with your spouse.
Yeah.
Unless they did something completely crazy and wrong. Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, that's your partner for life.
Right.
So sorry, Char. You're out.
Bye.
Bye.
It's all right. I'll do me. Yeah. I'll do my own podcast.
Communication is key, Born is saying.
Of course. In anything, communication is key.
For sure. I mean, you gotta talk to your friend and be like, what's going on, man? You jealous?
Erica knows what's going on.
Nah, but good podcast. I did not acknowledge any Bloodborne 2 rumors, Burro. Hello, by the way. Why are you causing problems, Burro? You see him in the chat.
That's what he does.
Did I miss a super chat?
You know that's what he does. You did. You missed Kenan's.
Oh, go ahead and read it.
Ah, fuck, I gotta find it now. Hold on. look up I'm Just Kia on Twitch and have them on the podcast. I think he corrected himself and said Dennis. Get them both on, honestly. Yeah,
we want to get... Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, we do want to get, you know, obviously more guests on the show. If you guys ever have, like, a suggestion, somebody you really want to see... Maybe if it's somebody we don't even know that well, but you just want to hear their opinions and you want them to collab with us, let us know. I want to definitely venture out a little bit and get some new faces, get some people who are perfect for the topics and stuff like that. Any, you know, big time Soulsborne creators, if you happen to hear this, man, hit me up. We got Elden Ring coming. I would love to
talk to you.
She's
talking to you, Vati. If you're listening, Vati, she's talking about you. And
Vati,
we'd like to have you on the fucking podcast. But...
please?
Anybody know Vati? Get in with Vati right now? Or...
I would be nervous a little bit, but
You'd be hella nervous.
I think I would.
I think I might have to carry that one.
You probably have to. No, I could do it. I could step up. But no, yeah, we just want to get
out of there. I'd be like, I can't talk souls with you guys. I'm getting done.
Yeah. I got a couple people in mind, but definitely if you guys ever have suggestions or somebody you really want to see on here, like whether they're streamers or content creators or whatever, let us know. We thank you guys for just being here, and here's to 2022. I think we're gonna have a great year.
Yeah.
Right, Char? You're not gonna quit on me this year or nothing?
Why would I quit on you?
I don't know.
What else am I gonna do?
I don't know. We go in the distance 2022. We can go all the way.
Of course. Are we gonna hit? Wait. If we do this every 2 weeks, no. I was gonna say, are we gonna hit 100 this year? No, we're not. Right? Episode 100.
30? No, I don't think so. Maybe like 90. Maybe 90. No, I don't even know, dude. I don't know.
I don't either. I can't do math.
That episode 69 is coming up too. I don't know about that.
Oh shit! should we do the other? The bracket? We should do the other bracket.
Maybe we should. Yeah, and I can get a couple people on here who really like dudes, and we could get them on here for the hottest male really video game like characters. Dudes. Yeah, they got you. I mean, of course.
Keenan, you want to be on the... No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. I'm just calling people up.
I'll get Keenan and freaking Robert. Where's Robert at?
That man. Oh, shit.
True. He's just going to vote Arthur Morgan the entire time, but shout out to him.
Oh, my God, that would be actually funny.
Shoot. But yeah, that'd be funny. That's it. Char, you want to go ahead and say bye?
Bye. Yeah. Oh, you can find me mostly streaming at DreamPixel. I'm on Twitter and Twitch as DreamPixel, so you can find me there. I actually made a video. Did you see my I made a video on YouTube. Mm. Holy shit. I couldn't believe I actually bumped that out. It was crazy. It's whatever. You don't have to watch it. But anyways. Yeah.
No, they have to watch it. Damn it.
Do they have to watch it? I don't put anything on YouTube. I really don't. Like, I put a video out every 3 months or something. Like, it's bad.
No, it'll pick up. I mean, just keep doing it. People come
hopefully through. I'm gonna try and get a video out every month. I literally don't have time.
I see Beggy in the chat. Maybe Beggy wants to come through with the hottest male character.
What's up, Beggy?
We'll be in touch. Beggy, we'll be in touch. But yeah, thank you to the chat, everybody tuning in. Hope you had fun. You guys know, you can find me, Erica's for the win, everywhere. I'm trying to be a little more active on like TikTok and like, you know, clipping things. I've been doing that with Twitter too. I'm trying, Char. We're trying, trying new things. I feel old on there. Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I know, me too.
I need lessons. Like, I need to hit up Robert or somebody good with TikTok. Like, hey, help me.
But he said she'll join if Miguel is on there, and I fucking love Miguel.
Hey, okay. We'll have him on there then. What's up, Merc, by the way, in the chat? What's up, you guys? We're about to end, actually, but what was I saying? I don't even remember.
You're plugging.
I was plugging stuff. Erica's for the win, Twitch. Oh, yeah. Like, I was doing, like, clips and stuff like that. Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, my name's the same everywhere. Follow us on Spotify, like we talked about earlier. Just look up the Backlog Podcast with Erica and Char. You can find us on Spotify, Anchor, which is where we distribute from. And, of course, Twitter and all that, we're there as well, even though we're not the best at it, but we're there.
We're really not the best at social media. We need a social media team or something. Like,
we do. Look, we didn't talk about goals or anything for this year, but we are going to get better with that. Like, the marketing side, I am determined to get better with that. So stay tuned. And again, if you have any ideas for guests, let us know. And we're out of here, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Have a good one. We'll see you in 2 weeks.